There is the truth of our own existence always with us. The truth of our own existence is God, because existence is one, and God is existence. God is consciousness. God is bliss. All our effort is nothing but to experience the truth of our own existence, the true existence. The existence which is there, despite the body, despite the senses, despite the mind, the intellect, the emotions even, beyond them. It is for that experience that we pray to God. God outside, God in us, God the eternal energy. Anybody who denies God cannot be intelligent person, cannot be a wise person. Because the reason why many people deny God or doubt God is their misunderstanding. Many people think God as a person, then they make a mistake. God is the energy, the unborn, universal, ever-existing energy everywhere. Who can deny it? Even the communist cannot. Sometimes a communist came to me. He said, well, can you tell us also some path? I said, yes. Somebody told that communist that he has opened his doors for everybody in the whole world. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, communist, anybody. So anybody can go. A communist came because they don't believe in God. Then he asked me, can you tell me also something, the path? I said, yes. He said, but I don't believe in God. I said, no matter. Because you have no idea what is God. Then he said, tell me. Then I asked him a question. I said, forget God. Give reply to my question. The question is, do you exist? Are you here or not? Do you exist? He had to say yes. Because if he would have said no, I would have pushed him. Then, ghost, get out. What are you? I asked him, do you exist? He said, yes, right. The only thing is, you do not know what you are. You consider yourself body and all that. He said, yes, okay. But you exist. Yes. Then I asked him, your existence, which you are admitting at this time, and the consciousness of existence, the awareness of existence, are they two things separately or only one? Again, understand. I asked you, do you exist? You have admitted you exist. Now my question, next question is your existence and the consciousness about existence, the awareness about existence, are they two separate things or one? That was the question. It took some time for him to understand even the question. But he went, I said, be clear. You say I exist. My next question is, please tell me, does your existence, which you are admitting, and the consciousness about existence, the awareness, the knowledge about existence, are they two things separate or one? Once he said, firstly he said, they are two. How? I asked him. How? How are they two? When I asked you the question, do you exist? It is on account of your consciousness that you are saying yes. What else? It is only on account of the awareness. You heard my question and then you said yes by through knowledge, understanding, through awareness, through consciousness. Then he said, well, that's correct. At a particular moment, I said yes through consciousness. But even before that moment, there must be my existence, even before that moment. I said, that is your surmise, that is your idea. I am asking you the exact thing of your understanding. That may be your conception. That may be, you may have conception. I was there, or I must be there even before that moment. Tell me the fact. When you said yes, you said so because of the awareness, the consciousness. If the consciousness is not there in you and you are a dead person, you will not say yes. Simple thing. If you are dead and I ask you, do you exist? There will not be any reply. Suppose there is no breath in you, coming, going, coming, going, and you are lying dead and I ask you, do you exist? No reply. Why no reply? Because there is no consciousness. So it is because of the consciousness that you said, yes, I exist. Then he said, yes, they both are one. My existence or my consciousness are one. Right. Existence and consciousness in everybody is the same. Different names have been given. Consciousness and existence the same everywhere. And nobody can deny existence. Existence is there. So God is existence. What is the problem? Existence is energy. Energy is existence. So, this universal energy, eternal energy, which is also consciousness, awareness, wisdom, intelligence also comes out of it, that is everywhere. So then I asked that communist friend, now what is your idea about God now? He said, it's all right, but I don't believe in God. Oh, what do you mean by? God means existence, energy. I don't call Krishna or Christ or Buddha. Forget these names. What I mean to say, nobody can deny God. Nobody can deny existence and consciousness.